Isha Bialmo.
Mashenken, before he got married at all, he's looking around for Shiduchim. And before he finds his wife, he tells the Sefer, Hetzach Tzvi, write me up a get right now, that any lighter that I'll marry later, I want to have the get ready to be used. Such a case, the locher is ain't get. That get is not chal. It's not called written l'shmo. Since at the time when the Sefer wrote the get, he did not have a wife yet. There's nobody to use it for. It's not called written l'shmo. That's not called a good get. Only if you already have a wife, then it's called a good get, written l'shmo. Now the Gemara says like this. Rami Bachom has a question like this. Le'yevim toy mahu. What's going to be, again, your brother died, and his wife now is not going to leave him to you. So the Yavim now goes to his Yavama, and he writes her a get. And he says like this, I want this get to be chal after I make nisuyim with you. After I make the B, after I make Yavim, I want this get to be chal. What's the lacha? Mahu. Kivon the Agida Bay, since Lamaisa there's Zika right now, even though you didn't marry her yet. But as soon as your brother dies, there's Zika's Yibum, is Karasasa Damya. Maybe she's considered like Yarusa, and therefore a get would be good. Iduma maybe no. Kivon the Layavod Bamaimer. Lamaisa, your brother died, and you didn't do anything to her yet. You did not even make Maimer yet. So since you did not make any Kedushin, Zika alone is not really like Kedushin. So if you give her a get right now, it means nothing. So therefore, maybe this get cannot be written l'shmo, loy, it should not be good, tekel, immortalized by Suffolk. So first of the shiner is, that though we say, yay, Zika is, that she's a little bit attached to you, how strong is that Zika? Is that Zika strong enough to say that you could write a get l'shmo, considered like she's your wife enough now that you write a get l'shmo? Well, no, l'maisi, she's not your wife yet, you didn't make a bia yet, so right now if you write the get, right now it's a get shalei l'shmo, it's not a good get to be used later. That we say here, you can give a get to Yavama, that's only with the Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon, Avada, the get would be enough to say, can make give me out to make chalitza. But here we want to know, the person wrote the get now, not to be used now. He has in mind to be Miyabimah. But he wants to have the get written now to use later after, that she's his real wife, that the get should be chal midiraisa. That's the suffering of the Gemara. Maybe that's not called a good get. Since Lamaisa, she's not your wife right now, you can't write it l'shmo. Smar blaz batekel. Boy Rav Chanina, Chinuch Lesha Shara like this. Boy Rav Chananya. Chananya has a question like this. Kosav get lisi kosai. Again, your brother died, his wife is zokot leave him to you. You have a Yavama. You went and you wrote a get to her, and you said clearly this get is only lisi kosai. There's a din zika. For leilam amoroi. In other words, what you did was, first you went to the Yavama and you made maimu with her. You made a kedushin mid the rabbanon, like Rashi before said, mid the yirais the kedushin is not chal because she's an heir for the gracious ach, until you make bia. What you did, you gave a kesef kedushin, you made a kedushin mid the rabbanon. So the din is now you're supposed to give her a get if you want to give a chalitza later. So now what you did is you gave her a get, but you said clearly the get should only be for the zika and not for the maimer. Or else the opposite way. After you made maimah with the Yavama, you gave her a get, and you said, I want this get only to help for the maimah, for the kedushin that I made on you, and not for the original zika that I have with you. Mal, is that called a good get or not, even with Rabbanan? What's the shayla? Maimah riloya zika karamya. Do we say that when your brother dies, his wife is zika, she's zokuk to you? Zika, we're learning now, is called the niksas kinyan. She's a little bit yours. Now, when you made Maimer, you extended that kinyan and you made it into a kinyan kedushim the rabbanon. So it's called the Maimer, like adding on to the Zika, it's like one big kinyan now. Therefore, if you gave her a get only for half of the business, either for the Zika part or else for the Maimer part, it's like a chatzi isha. And gershon is not chal. When you give your wife a get, you have to be megarish your whole wife. You can't be megarish half of a wife. See, lemaisa, when your brother dies, first there's Zika. Zika means you're attached to her a little bit. Now you went with the Rabbanan and gave her Kesef Kedushin, you made a Kedushin with the Rabbanan. You added on to that Kinyan. So one way to look at it is it's one big Kinyan now. The Zika and the Maimah together, you have one big Kinyan issues with her. So if you want to give her a get now, the get has to be written to her, totally, for her Zika and for a Maimah. Here that you wrote the get only for half, maybe it's Daimah to a Chatz Isha, it's about Megaris, Chatz Isha, but Yosef Leklom, nothing is Chal. Idoma maybe no. Hai l'chudei koi, vai l'chudei koi. Each one is separately, one has nothing to do with the other. Zika could be a svar and diraisa. As soon as your brother dies, his wife is attached to you a little bit. nogeya to do the mitzvah yibum. Not that she's really your wife, it's not a real ishus, it's a din zika. That lady, you go and make maimer, that's a new type of a kinyan. That's a kinyan kedushin. So maybe one has nothing to do with the other. Therefore, you could give a get, each one separately. That's the shayla. So tomorrow, the tiv should lay mid the rava. Why aren't you pushing the shayla from rava? The yama rava, rava said like this, no san get lama maroi, hut ratzarasi. If you give a get for your maimer, and as you made maimer, you brought that two wives. And one brother made maimer with one. And then he gave a get only lama maroi. The locher is hut ratzarasi. You're allowed to be miyabim the tzara. So what do you see? That the get helps just for the maimer and not for the zika. Because if you would give the get for zikosai, that's the beginning of the mishnah, the first parak here, that a get helps. If you go to Yivam and you give her a get for the zika, midirabbanan now it's like a chalitza, and you can't be miyabim anymore. But over here what you did was you gave the get only for the maimer that you made in one. So you see you can make get just to take away the maimer, but the zika still remains. Therefore, the Maisa, the Tzorosa, the second wife, you're allowed to be Miyabim. So you see, Rabba holds, each one separately could be Chal. So Gemara says, Enachanami, L'rova takab shitalei, but L'rav Chananya mi boyilei mai teku. Chananya takab by a Shiloh, that was a Shiloh. Can you, in such a case where you give Maimer to your Yivama, and now you want to give a get, just to take off the Maimer, but to remain the Zika still there, that you're going to Miyabim, the other wife, that's the Shahi, Chananya blay by a Sufik. Even though Rava was Poshet, Avadi could do that. Each one separately, you can give a get just for the maimer, or a get just for the zika. But then the Mishnah says, Cholat v'yosa maimer. Let's say first you gave a Yevama Chalitza. And then you miyabima, or miyabim the other one. Our Mishnah says what? Ein acha Chalitza klum. Once you give your Yevama Chalitza, that's it. You can't be make maimer anymore. Kedushin is not chal. Even though the Meister, after you give Chalitza, all she is only a Chayv Elavin. The Klal is Kivan Shalai Bona Shub La Yivna. If you give you Yevama Chalitza, she's only Yosatir with a Chayv Elavin. Still our Mishnah says, after that, if you're Mekadisha, the Kedushin is not Chal. I usually Chayv Elavin, Kedushin is Chal. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Zudib Rebbe Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Kiva Shita. The Yomer Rebbe Kiva always says, Ein Kedushin Tevsa Mechayv Elavin. Hey, Nechanami. Even though a Chalutza, she's only also to you, only also to you with a Lav, but Rebbe Kiva holds, Kedushin is not Chal with Chayv Elavin. Therefore, once you give you Yavom a Chalitza, after that you can't do anything. If you make a Maimer, a Kedushin, Kedushin is not Chal. Avu Chachomimor, Nechom says, oh no, you should know, Yesh Acha Chalitza Klum. There is such a thing. Even after you give your Yavama Chalitza, she's only also to you with a regular love. And the loch is, if you're Makadesh Achai Vilavin, Kedushin is Chal. True, you have to give her a get later, you're not going to live with her, but I call upon Kedushin is Chal. So the Gemara, O me, Matzah Smuk, Miss Loch Rebbe Kiva, can you say our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Kiva Shita? For a Katoni Reishi, we learned in the Mishnah like this, the beginning of the Mishnah like this. No san get, you gave the get to your Yavama. The Yosa Maimer, and then you made a Maimer, the Kedushin of the Rabbonin. Mashmir Kedushin is Chal. Because the Lachit says, Tzricha get, you have to give her another get for this Maimer. The Chalitza, and you have to give the Chalitza also. Now, the Rebbe Kiva, if you want to sell Mishnah, called Rebbe Kiva, Kivan Dioiv La Get, since she gave her a get first. So the Moral's Havimina is, a get is like Chalitza. And once you gave a Chalitza, she's also with a Chai Vilav and Tim Mekadisha. So how come the Maimer is Chal? For the Moral, Mima Hamibah Maimer? Is the Maimer Chal after you gave your Yavama a get? For a time you will learn like this, Rabbi Kiva Weiner. Minayin l'noisen get li'yavimtoi. How do we know that if you give you Yavama a get? You didn't give a chalitz, you only gave her a get. So we'll soon see the maskon avadim midiraisa get means nothing, it's only midirabonin. But the havamina is, no, even midiraisa get means something. Because it dashes a posik shenesrolov. That if you give you Yavama a get, you're also to her. Or lamis. She's like a chayv elavin, you can never marry her anymore. Shenema the Pasuk says, Lo yucho baila rishna shel sholcho. Acha shiluach. The first husband, after he sent her away, can't take her back anymore. Now what is it talking about? Amar Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Kiva Dashin, this Pasuk is talking about in this case. In a case where you gave you your vomer a get, the get is chal, that you're not allowed to marry her anymore. So if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, how could our Mishnah say, after you give you your vomer a get, if you give a maimer, the maimer is chal, that you have to give her another get? Why? According to Rabbi Kiva, after he gave her the first get, she's also to you with a chayv elavin. So the second maimer should not be chal. And the Gemara Poshid, Amar Rabashi, get Yevamin mid Rabbonin. That that it gets helps by Yevamin Zavad is only mid Rabbonin. O cross machta the Yalmur. That that the Bekir Vadashin is posta Gavad is only mid Rabbonin. But Avad mid Yeraisa get means nothing. Therefore, if you give you Yevamin a get, she's mutter to you. So therefore, if you make a Maimer afterwards, the Kedushin is Chal, you mid Rabbonin, you have to give her another get. Zalmor Tanya Nam Yoch, we don't like this also. Tanya Nam Yoch, the word Omar Rebbe. Our Mishnah that says after you give chalitza, nothing is chal after you give chalitza. Maimer is not chal anymore. Go to the Rebbe Kiva Shita. Show you oyster chalutza kerva. The Rebbe Kiva Shita is a chay vilav is like an erva. If you give chalitza, she's also to you with a lav. She's like an erva. Kedushin is not chal. Our chachamim maimer the chom shita is yesh acha chalitza klum. You should know after you give chalitza, it is chal. She's only a lav, and a chayv a lav, and Kedushin is chal. V'aniyoymer, Rebbe says, V'aniyoymer, I say, hey, Mosai, when do I say that the Maimer is chal? This man, shekid shel shomishis. Only if you're the Kaddisha, I'm an ask to make her your wife. What happened? You gave her Yevamah Chalitza. When you give the Chalitza, it takes off the Zika totally. She's not a Yevamah anymore. So Mela, true, she's chayv a lav and to marry you. But if you go and marry her now, Kedushin is chal. What type of a Kedushin? A regular Kedushin of shomishis. Our kitchel is from Yevamos, but if you wanted to only be Makarasha, but Torah, she's still Yevama, ain't not a Chalitza Klum. Then even according to Chum, it's called like a Mekach Tois. Like you think after Chalitza, there's still some Zika there, she's still Yevama. You want to be Makarasha Yevama, that's not true. After Chalitza, she's not Yevama anymore. See, if you Kavon, you're making the Gedushin of Lashem Yevamos, ain't not a Chalitza Klum. Then it's not Chal. Tan Yidduch learned not like this. Another brayso that hachonestly of himti. We give you yivam achalitza. The chaz of a kitcha. Then you want him a kadosh. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says like this, the same thing. In kitcha l'shem ishus, if you have in mind now to take like a new wife, tzricha menaget, avad v'tzchal mediraisa. Even though she's a chayv v'lavin to you, kedushin is chal a chayv v'lavin. But if you do it l'shem yivamos, if you only want to make him kadosh, because you think she's still your yivamam. Ain't tzricha menaget, the get is not chal. It's like a maker toys. That's Rebbe Shita. V'chachomim ayim v'chomim say don't know that bein shekitcha l'shem ishus, bein shekitcha l'shem yivamas. Tzricha menaget doesn't make a difference. L'maisa, you want to be mekadisha. And l'maisa, she's only a chai v'lavin to you. So kedushin is chal. Even though you want to be mekadisha, but teresa yivamas, so what? L'maisa, you gave a chalitza, she's not a yivamer anymore. But l'maisa, you have that, to be mekadisha, the kedushin is chal. Omer Rav Yosef, my time with the Rebbe, Sechur HaChom Sheet is very good. You have das to Mekadosh HaKadushin Yitzchal. What's the time of Rebbe? So Gemara says, also Koide V'nichti Ager. It's like you're plowing on a ger of Nechosim. Notice when a ger dies, it's like Hefka. Whoever is carrying it first keeps it. So you're plowing on his Nechosim, but Uksaber Shalayim. In a case where you think it belongs to you, Deloy Koni, you're not Koina. Even though you're doing a Maisa Kinyan, but since you think it's yours, you have no das to be Koina, therefore the Kinyan is not Chal. So Mara says, Omalei Abaya, me dummy, what kind of sushta? It's not like our case here. Hosam loika mechava lemikna. Over here, if you think the Nechosim belongs to you, if you think this karka, this ground belongs to you already, that's why you're not Koina, because you don't have das to be Koina at all. But over here you gave a chalitza. Now you go to be the kadosha. So you have das to be the kadosha. What's the difference if you have das as b'teres yivamis or b'teres ishus? L'maisa, you have das to make a kedushin right now. Holy dami, there's only doimel in this case. L'yoyde v'nichte ger zeh. That one ger died and you're plowing on his karka. Uksav shoger acher. You have das to be kainerit. Just you think it belongs to the other ger. Is who the koni avad you kainerit? Because the Maisa, you have das to be kind of this karka. So the karka becomes yours. So here also, since you have das to be kind of show, havad the kedusha should be chal. Elohim Rabbi Yabai says like this, Ochev and Mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, his havad in a regular case, if you give chalitza, even if you mekadosh l'shem yevomus, havad the kedusha is chal. So what's Rabbi's din? Chagoyin the omoloh, his kachili, b'mayim yevomin. You spoke out clearly that I want to be mekadosh you now with the maimer of yevomin. So Rebbe Sovar, Maimer Eloi Zika. Rebbe holds, what's always the side of Maimer? Maimer is not like Stam Akinyan Kedushin by itself. It's always attached to the Zika. It's like since you have Zika there ready, now the Maimer goes on top of that. Karamya. Melo over here, v'yosta chalitza avkosa lezika. When you first gave the chalitza, it takes away all the zika. So Melo, if you want to make a kedusha now, l'shem yivamin, a mimer, mimer can't be chal, because Rabbi Shita is mimer always goes on top of the zika. Here that there's no more zika, you can't make a mimer yivamin anymore. For Rabbon and Sabi, what's the Rabbon and Shita? No, hay l'chu d'koi, v'hay l'chu d'koi. So each one separately, there's true, there's zika, but mimer is a separate kinyan by itself. So mele mi koro at the beginning. Ilua malo his kashli b'mayimi yivamin. Mila mahanyam, when she was your yivama. And you said, I want to be mekadesh you now with the kedushin of yivamin. It's chal. Hashtunami now also, even though you gave the chalitza, there's no more zika, so what? Mahanya. Lamaisi is saying you want to be mekadesh, you're making kedushin with her. What's the difference if he says kedushin yivamin, even though there's no zika? But mimer always does not go on top of zika, it's a kinyan by itself. Here also with chal. That's the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rav Amar Rav says no. Idiyom alo b'maymi yivomin. If you would speak out clear, I want to be mekadesh you with a mimer that yivomin is used in mekadesh rit. His kuliyam alo pligadim hani. Everybody holds will be good because the mimer is a kinyan by itself. V'ocha b'mayaskin and kugrein to come alo is kachli b'zikas yivomin. You spoke out clearly. I want this kedushin to be chal upon the zikas yivomin. So Rebbe holds usually.